Oh, hi, this is Tina from Local Splash. I think Ruben was having trouble transferring the call to me. Hi, what can I do for you?
Yeah, I'm calling regarding my account.
Yes.
I received some messages, some missed calls and messages from the guys.
Yes, your account is past due for $249. And we're having trouble processing the payment that was due on October 21st. Is there something going on with the card that we have on file?
Yes.
No wonder.
That card, I'm not actually using the card right now because there were some issues with the card. So, anyway, I would like to close this account with you guys because it's not benefiting me either. It's automatic payment, and I'm not even realizing that I'm not even getting calls from this or nothing. I'm not getting no service from it, basically. So it's the automatic payment is just coming out every month, and I'm not using the service. I'm not getting no benefits from it, so I would like to close it.
Okay, so I need to give you some options because in the terms and conditions that you acknowledged with your e-signature, you agreed to an automatic renewal each month on the 21st, and in order to prevent that charge, you have to cancel 3 business days before that date. So we can't cancel an account with a past due balance. But
okay,
the good news is you're catching it in time because right now you're only past due for $249, but come November 21st, it'll reoccur to $498. So, you know, you're getting it in time where it's just the one payment due. But I want to mention something to you, if I may. Canceling this account is going to dramatically affect your business because in the time that you've been with us, your company has had 1,046 sites, clicks to your site through the Facebook ads, and through the Google listing, you were found an additional 289 times with 208 Google actions, which include clicks to your site and clicks to call you from the first page. So I'm thinking that you've received some solid work out of this and maybe you're just not aware.
No, how would I not be aware? I am the owner of the business. Pretty business. How would I not be aware? I've not received one job from this since I activated. And that's all those numbers you're giving me, they're probably going somewhere else. Because listen, I received maybe, to be honest, maybe 3 or 4 calls and I returned them. Nobody never called me back. The most calls I get is from Local Splash. That's it.
So there's 33 leads on the dashboard coming, or actually 34 coming through the tracking number that we provided, but there's also some website leads. The most recent one was on the 16th of this month. It was from Rafina Hussein, and she put her address in, 125-10 Queens Boulevard, Suite 14 in Kew Gardens, New York. And she put, hi, I'm looking for a painter to help our Florida Jewish community clients with their painting needs. And she wanted to set up a Zoom meeting with you. And then there's all these other calls on the dashboard from Richard Mamo, from Brian Thomas, Scott Jacobson. All of these calls, when I go through the list, they're like 30-second calls, 40-second calls, 12-second calls. So I'm thinking that maybe they got your voicemail and you know, they just left a message and you didn't pick up or something. But there's definitely...
I'm not getting none of those. By the time I activated this, I've been having... I called so many times about this, what's going on with the number. I'm not getting no calls with it. And they say, well, if they... When I return, we return about 2 calls, they say, oh, I'm returning the call to myself, and because it's a voicemail and all kind of stuff. It just never worked for me.
I see. Okay. So do you want to just pay that past due balance and then cancel the account? I can do that for you.
Yes, I'm going to have to call you back because at the time when I called earlier, which is just a few minutes ago, I was sitting on my driveway, and right now I'm on the road. I just leave home, so I'm probably going to have to call you back later or tomorrow with a car to pay them at the moment.
Yeah, that's fine. You can do that. I'll notate the account. And I want to let you know that if you want to have a chance to look at these results and kind of go through the leads on the dashboard and then make your decision, one thing that you could do is remove the Facebook ads, and that would lower your subscription to $149 monthly. And a lot of people will do that because once you're ranking on Google, most of the phone calls will come through the Google listing. So, you know, that would make things a little bit more affordable. And I'm not supposed to reduce a past due balance from 249 to 149, but if you think that that would work, I can definitely get it overridden for you. Now, have you seen the website that we built for you by chance?
I looked at the website. I saw the website, but that's what I'm saying. I go there. I don't see nothing. All what you're saying to me, I don't see none of those.
So I think that I might have confused you, and I apologize. The website is for people that when they see your service, they click on it, and it says Cyril's Home Repairs and Maintenance, and there's a contact form, and there's pictures of your work. It's to add to your credibility. But I think what you're referring to is the dashboard, where you go on the dashboard and you see the results that you're getting. But I will tell you, there's a phone number that we have on everything, the 407-584-3400. And when people call that number, it forwards over to your number. So all of that.
That's what I'm saying to you. I don't get those calls.
Okay.
I'm not aware of that.
Hold on one second. I'm going to try to call it from my cell phone, and just tell me if you see it ring. Hold on. I'm going to call 407-584-3400. And then it's going to say if you're...
Thank you for calling Cyril's Home Repairs and Maintenance Services Incorporated. Serving you.
Okay, it should be coming through to you. Let's see what happens.
Yep, I see that. That's from Tina Togofu.
Yep, that's me. Okay, so that's just a test call. Okay,
yep.
So the tracking number is working then. So it's working. I think that, you know, maybe you're just, you know, not understanding that the calls that come through that tracking number are as a result of this program. But like I said before, there's 34 leads on the dashboard that came in through the number, in addition to all of the clicks to your site and clicks to call you from the first page. So sometimes I start, you know, recommending with business owners to just ask people when they call you, you know, hey, how'd you find us? You're going to hear all day long, I saw you on the internet, I looked you up on Google, I found you online. All of that is as a result of this program, because you're ranking on the first page of the search results, and that's where most people will hire from. But if you want to try it, you know, especially since you have to pay that past due anyway, if you want to try it without the Facebook ads and do the $149 package, we can definitely do that for you tomorrow when we call for the new card.
How does the Facebook package work?
So the Facebook, each month when you pay us the $249, we send $100 directly over to Facebook. We set a daily cap at somewhere around $3 a day. And that's a good thing. That will prevent you from getting an unexpected bill at the end of the month. So each morning, your Facebook ads start running in all of the designated areas, and that's free. You don't have to pay anything for it. But once you exceed that $3 budget, so let's say, for example, that the pay-per-click rate is 50 cents and you have a $3 a day budget, after you get 6 clicks, the ads will stop that day, and then they'll resume the next day. And again, that's a good thing. That prevents you from getting a big bill at the end of the month. So, you know.
Even the Facebook, how clients find me at Facebook? Because that's what I'm saying, I've never seen none of these. Because how would clients find me on Facebook if they would have to probably be my friends or something? Or
no. Have you ever searched for something online and then right after you search for that, next time you go on your Facebook news feed, there's ads for that exact thing popping up? That happens because companies are running Facebook ads and the search engines are tracking what people are searching for. So let's say that someone's searching for home improvement or flooring or remodeling or painting, and we make sure that next time they go on their Facebook newsfeed, there's going to be an ad for your company popping up. So it's something that's designed to bring you more new clients coming through the social media platform. I'll send you a screenshot of the results in your email that you're getting on the Facebook, and there's an example of some of the ads that are running for you. You can actually see a visual of the ads.
Okay, I would love to see that because I honestly, that's what I'm telling you. What you're saying to me now is really news to me because I've never seen none of those things you're talking about. I thought, you know, it was just well, I expected it to be like an automatic thing to call me, but as I tell you, I'm not getting those calls. I get yours just now. I know I get a lot of spam calls. It says spam. I don't answer spam calls.
Yes.
So if that's something that's coming to me, that needs to be fixed because I don't, when it says spam, I don't answer.
Right. So with the spam calls, those will fall off if they call you through the tracking number because remember when I just called it, it said, thank you for calling Cyril's Home Repairs. And if you're a new customer, press 1. If you're an existing customer, press 2. Both ways, those calls will come to you. It doesn't matter if they press 1 or 2. But the idea behind it is that if it's a spam caller, those are computer generated, so they can't press 1 or 2. So those types of calls will fall off. And when you're connected, there's an actual person on the other line.
Right, so that's what I'm saying. I get a lot of spam calls. I don't know if those are the calls. I don't know, but all my other calls I get is from, you know, business calls. It's from people who I know or things like that. So I don't know.
Right.
But you can go ahead. I'm listening.
Oh, I was going to just say on the dashboard, you can go in and you can look at the phone numbers that are coming through that. So, for instance, you had a phone call coming in from 689-310-2741 on the 20th. Then on the 16th was that lead from Rafina Hussein. Then on the 22nd, there was well, these are two calls that look like they came from a 415 area code. So they may be, you know, maybe someone trying to solicit you, or it could be someone that's recently located there from the 415 area code that needs work. And then there's Richard Mamo 321 area code. So the nice thing about the dashboard is when you log into your dashboard, you can go in and you can listen to these past and present calls and see what they wanted, if they left a message, if they were a valid lead or not. Either way, if you get a spam call or you're a bogus lead, you're not charged extra for it because, you know, all of that is included in the package. But you can go in and kind of look at these results in real time. You know what I mean?
Okay. So I know they're supposed to be an app, right?
Yes.
Okay, if the app is on my phone, I should be able to just, once I get to receive those, they should just be able to be sitting right into that app, right?
Yes, did you already go through with customer service as far as getting set up on the app?
I think I did, yeah.
Okay, yeah, because that app is in a beta testing phase and not all of our clients have it, but if you think that you already went through that and it's working great, then you can also go back in through the app and you can look at the phone numbers and kind of cross-reference them with your clients there and make sure that you're getting work out of it.
All right.
Okay?
Okay.
Okay. So I'll make a note that you're going to look at the Facebook ad results. You may want to keep them on. You may want to take them off, but we'll hold off on making any changes to the package until tomorrow when I talk to you, okay?
All right. Okay, Tina.
All right. Well, I enjoyed talking to you also, and have a really great rest of your week, too, okay?
All right. You too, Tina.
Thank you. Okay, no problem. Okay, bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye.